Bezrus Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Pei Tes in Maseches Erevin, the 309th daf in Shas. Dovi reminds me we're starting a new perek that he was just Messiah. Nachum, you Messiah? Okay. So Menachem finished up yesterday's daf along with Dovi. Beautiful. Let's begin Bezrus Hashem perek Kol Gagois. Daf Pei Tes. Zok Deheligim Mishnah. Kol Gagois Heir Rishus Achas. By the way, we're going to need the diagrams for today. Eitan, you're not going to have a Gemara because everybody's going to be turning to the back of your Gemara. So all roofs of the city are considered one Rishus. Ubelvad, on the condition, Shelo Yehei Gag Gavoy Yud Aino Mochiu. So if you take a look at your diagrams, you'll see houses. And on your houses, you'll see that they have roofs. No Chidushim here so far, right? Now, when you have a roof over here, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you're allowed to carry from one roof to the next, provided that one is not 10 tefachim above the other. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's the opinion of Rebbe Meir. But Chachamim Oimrim, the Talmidim have brought today, instead of the Hod V'Hodr that we normally use, the Hama'or Hamavuar. So they show me in diagram 312. On page 104, so we have that over here. Okay, the Chacham Marim Kol Echad Vechad Rishus Befnei Atzah. Chacham say that you look at every roof as the same thing, but as something different. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Echad Gagos Vechad Chatzeres. Whether we're talking about Gagos or Chatzeres, Vechad Karfifios, or we're talking about a Karfifia. We've learned in the past that a Karpef is an area that is surrounded with Mechitza, but is not used Ladira. So if you have this area, whether it's a gag, a chatzer, or a karpif, rishus achas hein lekelim, it's one rishus for kelim, sheshavs l'socham, v'lo lekelim sheshavs l'socha bayis. But you can't move the kelim that were in that house into the gag, the karpif, or the chatzer. So far, so good? Zok de'ele gigamar. Yosef abaye bar oven, Rabbi Chanina bar oven, Yosef abaye gabayu. So we had these Amoraim that were sitting together, Yosvi v'Kamri, and they were saying, Bishlem Rabbanan, I understand according to Rabbanan. We're going to analyze now the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say we look at every gag as a separate Rishus, and you can't carry from one to the next. While Rabbi Meir says you look at it as one Rishus. So Bishlem Rabbanan, Sarvik, Yishem, Shadirin, Chaluk, Lamata, Kach, Dirin, Chaluk, Lamala. They're different houses, different buildings for different people. So then in such a case, what is one Rishus, then above is also one Rishus. Okay. El Rabbi Meir, Mikasar, what's Rabbi Meir hold? Ika Sarva Kishem should diurin chaluk in the mata, kach diurin chaluk in the mala. Just like the diurim are divided below, so too they're divided above, then that doesn't make sense. If they hold like the Rabbanan like that, am I Rishus Achasem? Why can't you be able to carry from one to the next? Vika Savar ain't chalukin, and if they're going to hold that they're not divided, So you should be able to carry across all of the roofs. So why is it the chol malam yud rishus achasi? Afilu gag gavoa asar v'nomuch yunami. We say that it's considered one big rishus. So why are you going to make a difference between whether it's 10 above or below the next? Amru Abaye. Abaye said lo shemil lechu. Abaye responded to all the other amoraim that were sitting around. You guys don't know this pshat. You didn't hear Hadam Rav Yitzchak Paravdimi. Eimer Hayu Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir taught. Kol Makom Shata Moitzi Shtei Rishuyas Hein Rishus Achas. Any time that you find Shturish two Rishuyos and they're really in one Rishus. What does that mean? Kigoy Amud Birishus Hayachid. If you have an Amud, a pole that's standing Rishus Hayachid, Gvoya Asara Virach of Dalit. So it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So the chura, the halacha should be that you should be able to be metaltel on it, right? You have your inner Rishus HaYachid, right? If I said Rishus Rabim, I apologize. Your inner Rishus HaYachid, and then you have another Rishus HaYachid within the Rishus HaYachid, okay? Aser l'kasef alav. Why? Why is it aser? What should the problem be about being l'kasef? The young Talmidim have already come across this expression, the kasef, yeah, right? We've had it quite a few times. Right. Everybody's familiar? It means to adjust. So what's the reason it's aser? Gzeira mishum tel berishus harabim. If people are going to come to be mikasef on an amud berishus hayachid, they'll end to becoming to be mekasef on an amud birushus harabim. That's going to be a problem. Hachinami gzera mishum tel birushus harabim. So too over here we have the gzera of tel birushus harabim. What does that mean? That if you're going to allow people from carrying from something that's 10 above to 10 below, so then they're going to come to think that they can be mekasef birushus harabim. So once you allow them to go from one roof to the next, sover minay. So they thought, afilu machteshes vafilu gigas. Even if you're talking about a grinder or a big plate, amlu abaye hachi amar ma'alomer Rabbi Meir. No. Not everything. Can you imagine what would come out such a chumrah that any time you had something that was 10 by 4 tefachim, you look around over here, yesh l'adam is this chair 10 tefachim by 4, then you wouldn't be able to put anything down on it on Shabbos or Shusay Achid. So lo amar mar el Rabbi Meir ela amud ve'emas harichayim. It doesn't, this gezerah doesn't apply to all cases, it only applies to some. You put a big period over here. Says the Gemara further, now Kasha, v'arei koisel shebein shtei chatzeiros, if you have a wall that is between two chatzeiros, dikavua. So what should the halacha be now? That it should be like a tail, and it should be also to be metalta on top of the koisel. Vamrav Yehuda, Kishitim Salaim Ladivere Meir, Kagan Rishus Atzman, Chasheris, Chatzeris Rishus Atzman, Karfivius Rishus Atzman. But they said that the halachi is that we view these things as Rishus La'atzman. My love, the Shari Little Tulay Derech Kaisa. What does it mean, Rishus La'atzman? The Chur Rishus La'atzman means that you're able to carry everywhere and on top of the Kaisal as well. Amravuna Bar Yehuda, Amrav Sheshis Loy. You can't be metalta, it's going to be a din of kavua, but you're not allowed to be lahachnis ulahoitzi derech psachim. That means the only time that it's going to be permissible is through the wall, but on the wall is going to be a problem. Okay, the Gemara continues analyzing the shita of the Chachamim that says that kol echad ve'echad, each area of the gag is a reshus by itself. Itmar. We have a very important machloikis Amorayim that is not only going to be a machlokes in regards to Gag, but Ramesha Feinstein is going to discuss it. It's nominated for halacha from the Daily Daf. That Ramesha Feinstein discusses this in regards to Eruvim Bizman Azeh, this sugya. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar Ein Metaltlin Boyel B'dalet Amis. Rav says that according to the Shita Chacham, you could only move 4 Amis. Ushmuel Amar Metaltlin Muto Taltlin B'kula. Shmuel says, on the Gag, according to the Chacham that say you can't go from Gag to Gag, could you only move Dalet Amis on that Gag? Or you could move on the whole roof itself. Says the Gemara, B'mechitzas Hanikaras Dekulei Amalo Pligi. If we're talking about Mechitzas Hanikaras, if it's obvious, so then in such a case, that the Mechitzas are obvious, so then in such a case, then everybody would agree with the Mechitzas are obvious, that what? That you could be metalta. Keep pligi be mechitza she'ena nikaris. Over here, the mechitzas are not nikaris. Why are they mechitza she'ena nikaris? So, based on the rule of, in a case of where it's not obvious that there are separate mechitzas, so then we're less likely, explains Rashi, to say good asik, to raise up the walls. So says the Gemara, keep pligi mechitza she'ena nikaris. Rav amar ein metaltin bo'el odalit. Rav says that you can't be metaltil except for 4 amis. Lo amrin good asik mechitzas, in a case of mechitzas she'enon nikaros. Okay? Ushmuel amr mutl talta bekulo, the amr good asik mechitzas, that we would say good asik mechitza even in such a case. So again, what's the crunch of the machlekes? If you have mechitzas she'enon nikaros. If you have mechitzas nikaros, Eitan asks, how do you have mechitzas she'enon nikaros? The answer is, take a look at diagram 314 in Hamor Hamavuar and compare it to 313. And the buildings are attached, as in that's a case of Mechitza She'ena Nikaros. Where the buildings are not attached, so then in such a case, you will not, where the buildings are not attached, then everybody will agree. Even though the buildings are attached, there's clearly, take a look closely in the diagram, there are clearly a little bit of wall that's coming up over here. Right. So there, Eitan asks, how do we have good asik making a wall over here? So the answer to that question is that when you have the wall on of the building, good asik says that you could extend it and extend it even further where it goes, and it's as if the roof was surrounded by mechitzas, by a wall, correct. But we have a fundamental machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether we say good asik if you have mechitzas, shein and nikaros, okay? Where there's mechitzas nikaros, then in such a case, that's a classic case of good asik for sure, you say. Where we're talking about a case where it's mechitzas, shein and nikaros. Continues the Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, let's analyze. In regards to this machlokes, let's analyze our Mishnah. The Chachamim call echad ve'echad rishus la'atzmai. The Chachamim say that the Gag is a rishus by itself. What's the simple reading, chevra, of the Mishnah that you could carry amongst the whole Gag? Whether it's mechitzas nikaros, or whether it's mechitzas she'eino nikaros, which is mashma like the shita of Shmuel, who says, muto tato bekula bishlam shmuel nicha, el rav kasha. Now the Gemara says a big chiddush. Amri answers the Gemara. Amri be Rav Mishmei de Rav Shelo Yitaltel Beis Amos Begagze U Beis Amos Begagze. The Gemara changes pshat in Rav. The Gemara says that Rav only said that you can't be metaltel two Amos on one roof and two Amos on another roof, but on one whole roof, then you're going to be able to be metaltel. The reason why I say it's a chiddush is because at the end of the day, there was nothing in Rav's words, except of Ematalton Bo Elabadalad Amis, which is Mashma, that there are times when you can't carry on the whole roof. Says the Gemara, really you could. The Shaila is whether you allow Metalton two on one roof or two on the other roof. According to Rav, the Chiddush is like this. According to Rav, we're saying that even though you're allowed to be Metalton Dalad Amis, and Rav disagrees with Shmuel, who holds you could be Metalton Bekol Agag, but I might think that you could do two Amis on one roof and two Amis on the other roof. Kamash Malan, you can't. And that's what our Mishnah is saying when it says Rishus La'atzmai. That you could be metaltel four Amis on one Gag, but on between two Gagas, you can't be metaltel Sachakol four Amis. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Loz, didn't Rabbi Loz say, Kefinim Bebavel, Havamrinim Be'rav, Mishmei Durav, Amru Eim Metaltel Bo, Ela B'dalet Amis. We learned that Rav was of the opinion you could only learn Dalet Amis. So far, we're going to repeat so far that they said over, Vahani Devei Shmuel Tanan Eilen El Gagon. And Shmuel holds you have the whole Gag. My Eilen El Gagon, Lav Deshari Latutu Bikule. Must be that you're able to be Metaltel. The whole thing. And we learned in our Mishnah, Eilen El Gagon. So the Chur, it's a right of Shmuel, they said. Asks the Gemara, Umi Alimi Mesnisen. But why, how is that such a strong kasha? We already dealt with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seemed to say, he has the whole Rishus. Do Kimna, and what did we learn means that you hold Rishus? Not to say that you're able to be Metaltel with the whole Gag. Even according to Rav, as Rav taught, it's also to be Metaltel the whole Gag. However, then why does it say that's Rishus by itself? Shelo Yitaltel, so to teach us that you shouldn't carry Shtei Amos Begagzeh, Shtei Amos Begagzeh. Hachinami, just like we learned that way on the Mishnah, we'll say that way about the Braisa, Shtei Amos Begagzeh, V'Shtei Amos Begagzeh, period. Oh, let's see how sharp the Talmidim are. I'm going to turn off the recorder to give you a minute to be able to cheshbon this. The Gemara, you put a big period, and the Gemara has a comment that we've seen a few times already in the Daf Yomi. Amar Rav Yosef, loy shemi alah shmeitza. Rav Yosef said, I didn't hear the shmeitza. And what's going to happen again? Abaye is going to come and remind. How many places in Brachis, Shabbos, and Erevin could you find? 369? Not Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So, how many places in Brachis, Shabbos, and Erevin could Okay, Menachem got the Makos one. Good, all right. But no one got the Daf Yomi ones. If you take a look earlier in Yudam and Aleph, Rav Yosef appears going through his discussion with Abaye Sachakol five times in Maseches Erevin, Mem Aleph, Samach Vav, Ayin Gimel, and Peites, Amud Beis. But none in Brachos and Shabbos as was the Talmud Ma'or. Amar Rav Yosef lo shmi lo shmeitza. I didn't hear this. Amar Abaye at Amrit Ne'alon. You were the one who taught us this. And on this halacha, you taught us this. In other words, we heard it from you, and I'll tell you exactly when you told us this idea that there is, we learned this beferish halacha, that there is good asik mechitas in where Zayn Nikaris in the following case. Here, Rabosai, fasten your seatbelts. Gag Godol Hasamuch Likotan. If you have a large roof, here's where we're going to need the pictures. You have a large roof next to a small roof. Hagodol Mutter, the large one is Mutter, Vakotan Aser. And the small one is going to be Aser. The Amrit Lan Allah, and we learned on it, Amr Yudam Shmuel, Loi Shanu, when do we say that the halacha is that the large one is Mutter and the small one is Aser? Elishesh Diurin Alzev, Diurin Alzev. If they have people that are living on both of them. That means, explains Rashi, that there are people who live below who pass through. If people pass through, then they pass through the smaller mechitza, and it's considered as if it's knocked down because they're dairis on the mechitza. But if there aren't people that are living on it, and neither on this one that don't pass through, then the halach is that you're able to carry. Explains Rashi, if there's no diurim, this is the critical line, we see that you say good asik mechitzis, and it's mutter, even though there was a small next to the large, and it was a case of mechitzis she'enon nikaros. Says Rashi, almaf mechitzis she'en nikaros, islay shmo good asik, that we hold of good asik. So this is what Rav Yosef said, this is what Abaye told us that Rav Yosef had said, and he tells that to Rav Yosef himself. The Dovi asks me to spell out a little bit more about the Gadol and the Katan. Why is it, when a case of where Yamachitzas Hadrusas, such a case the Gadol is Mutter and the Katan is Asur? So that's not directly related to the Pshat of the Gemara Shak Levitaryav, but Eina Chanami, it's important for us to know, so let's read the Rashis. HaGadol Mutter Taltobo, says Rashi, three lines into the narrow. Even according to Rav, the mechitzas shalmata sheyeshnan baot for lekan ulekan mechitzas hanikarasen. When it comes to the gadol, then it's mechitzas nikaras. Yosef points out because on the sides of the gadol, take a look at number 315 in the Ma'or edition. You see on the large ones, the large one has mechitzas going around it entirely, except on all four sides, except the area that's open to the katan. But that's going to be enough to give him mechitzas on all four sides. The gadol is going to be aser. However, the gadol is going to be mutter. However, skip down to Rashi, have a katan aser, but the katan doesn't have a mechitza on the fourth side because it's entirely open to the big one. It was very good, Menachem, that Davi stopped us for this. So now the Gemara comes back, and the Gemara says like this. Let's remind ourselves, so what's the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara's kasha is, but wait, at the end of the day, Frektei Lugi Gemara, wait a second. Over here we seem to say that there is good asik yimai chitza shein in Ikaris. So what was the question? The question was, Abaye said, Rav Yosef, you yourself taught us this. Amalei, now here Rav Yosef doesn't back down. Ano, says Rav Yosef, no. It's not that I forgot. Ano, achi amri. I was talking about achi amri lechu. This is why I told you. Lo shanu, elishesh mechitza alzeh, u mechitza alzeh. That the only time we say this if there's a mechitza on both sides. In other words, it's not just that there's mechitzas shein and nikaris. There are mechitzas nikaris. The gadol mishteri, the large one is mutter, biggie foofy, because it has the edges, and once it has edges, as you see in diagram 316, gifufi is a good word to know, the edges. So then in such a case, the large one's mutter, but the smaller one, vikata nifritz bimilua, but it doesn't have a mechitz on the four sides, it's called nifritz bimilua, where all of it opens up to the larger one. Avol ein mechitza lo alzeh v'lo alzeh, but if you don't have mechitzas hanikarais, then you won't say good asik, shneyan hasurin. Both of them are going to be asur. This is what Rav Yosef said back to him, that you didn't understand entirely what I had said. Asks the Gemara, asks Abaye back to Rav Yosef, really, Rebbe? That's what you said, but I remember a little more of what you said. Vaha diurin amritlan. You spoke about diurin. Now, why is diurin going to be important if there were really mechitzas? I amri lechu diurin. If I said to you, diurin, hachi amrilechu, this is what I was saying. Loishan alashiesh mechitza ru'iyah ledira. I was telling you just another technicality. There needs to have a mechitza that's ra'ui to be a dira. Ru'iyah ledira azeh, mechitza ru'iyah ledira azeh. The gadol mishteri b'gifufi. In such a case, the gadol can be carried due to the gifufi. The katan nifritz b'milua. But the katan can't be open into, it can't carry because it's open straight into the big one. Aval yesh mechitza ru'uya ledira ala gadol. But if you have mechitza, it's ru'uya for the big one. Va'al, look at this chidush. Ve'ein ru'uya ledira ala katan. Then afilu katan shari lebnei gadol. Then you're even allowed to carry in the katan. My time, why is that? Kivan de lo oven mechitza, since the ketanim didn't make a mechitza altogether, they show they're not interested in their own thing. Seluke selikin avshayim eochad, they've removed themselves. So who has this entire area, not just the gadol? The gadol has not only the area of the gadol, now they have the katan, because the katan people didn't put up a mechitza over there. Once they didn't put up mechitza, they're misalik themselves. Now the Gemara will give us a couple of examples where a person is misalik, and therefore someone else is going to get the rights to carry in that rishus. Keha, like the Amar of Nachman and Nachman taught, asa sunum kavua legagoy. What happens if you make a ladder for your roof? Huter bechol agagin kulam. Then you're allowed to carry on all of the roofs. Why? Because the other people that didn't make a ladder, so they can't get up. They're misalek themselves. Amar Abai, similarly, Abai said, "Bona ali al gabe beisa." If you put a attic on top of your house, va'asa lefanea daka arba, and you put a roof that's bending down for tefachim, puter bechalagan kulam. That shows that you're interested in carrying over there. That is in diagram number. Aside from the roof going down, it also has a hole opening to the other gagan. That's the daka, the hole that's going at down, out. So that, since he has a hole going out, that shows he's interested in using the other gagan. And the other ones didn't build that, Yosef points out, and therefore it's mutter. Amar Rabba, pa'amim, shahadaka l'isa. But there are times that this small hole will also make you isa. What happens if the hole in the ma'or ha-mavar, we go to diagram number 318. What happens if the hole goes out to nowhere? Don't walk out there, because you're going to fall all the way down, as you can see in the diagram. So in such a case where it's going out to nowhere, then the rest is going to be asur. Ichidami. In a case of where he makes the Pesach outwards, that out towards his Gina, the Omer l'niture tarbitzu da'avide, he didn't make it because he wants to go out on the other gagos. He made it out towards his garden. So what's he doing? He can't be metalt on the rest of the gagos. And the reason why he made the hole over there is to be able to see out to his garden. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei Tes.